Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Luigi. There's no other way to say the name Luigi than that. Sorry, Luigi. Saying on Twitter, the advantage the Browns have in playing against the two high shell D is having a more mobile quarterback. Watson should take advantage when he has the opportunity. I will say, I think those plays, extending plays, like if we want to talk about like what's next, what am I looking for in the Jets game, that is where it starts. Continuing to get comfortable making plays in progress.
The Giants game.
Did I say the Jets?
You did, Deshaun.
Deshaun inceptioned me. That's what happened. Because I'm looking at the schedule. It says it's the New York.
That's the Giants logo.
It's the New York Giants logo. And I'm saying Jets because Deshaun called him the Jets earlier today, too.
He did.
Son of a biscuit. So how about you? What is the extent? Because, again, everyone's going to say, throw for 300 yards. Yeah, that'd be great. That's obvious.
No, that's not happening. I don't think that's happening with where Deshaun is at. I don't think that's happening with defenses that the NFL. I just don't think NFL defenses are allowing that right now. I think, for me, a good day on Sunday for Deshaun Watson is looking better than he did against Jacksonville. I don't think there's numbers that quantify that. I think this is an eye test thing.
See, the problem with the flood, because I hear you, and I trust you to make the eye test. The problem is everybody's eyes aren't grading. Everybody's eyes appear to be grading on a different curve.
Well, they just have to listen to me. That's the point. Just listen to what
I
say, and you'll know.
Guys, just listen to Danny, and you'll be okay.
The world would be better if that was what everyone did.
Show your work. I've had to use that in a minute, but show your work.
I mean, when have I been wrong?
When have you been right?
Every other time.
So you're 50%. You're like the Johnny Manziel of completion percentage.
All right, let's not go there.
Well, 50%. That's about what he passed for in the NFL.
It's a great batting average. Hall of Famer. Greatest
of all time. So we're switching sports?
Yeah.
All right. Well, in baseball, you only hit 250. Sorry, Michael Martinez. That was a low blow.
He did not hit 250.
Yeah, he hit 197. Ugh. And then it was a final at bat.
Don't remind me.
World Series. Oh, no, Miles Straw's back. Don't worry.
Thank goodness, yeah.
Because you know,
I mean, great performance last night. Really glad his base running was spectacular.
Got to get him back some ABs against lefties, I always say. One of my best friends in the world was like, as I was just basically sending out a warning shot that if this Jagaloon is on the roster in October, I'm going to have a Texas-sized meltdown. My best friend, who's in the Marines, great guy, loves baseball as much as I do, was like, glad to see Miles is back. And I was like, I think our friendship's over.
There's no way he's going to be on the playoff roster, right? There's no way.
But don't you have that Michael Martinez feeling? Because there were times where he said
Michael Martinez was around all year. Michael Martinez wasn't found in September.
Was he?
Believe so. I'm pretty sure he was on the roster all year.
Every time that he walked up to the plate, I didn't know if it was actually a person or if it was like, or if he was real, given the way he approached bats. I thought I had a better follow through on that one. That was not a great follow through. Well, we actually do have to talk about the Quan injury here in a moment. But I think it's interesting. The other big thing we took away from the first two games of the season was the Browns' penalties And Kevin Stefanski actually talked about that earlier today, about the importance of cutting down penalties.
We have to play clean. We have to play clean with our technique. We have to be way, way, way better pre-snap. There is a difference between pre-snap penalties and post-snap penalties, obviously. The pre-snap penalties should be easily correctable. The post-snap, there's going to be some calls that we get called for a holding that we don't feel is a real strong call or those type of things. But when you get into the fourth quarter, to your question, both sides are tired, but you can't let your technique lapse when you're tired.
I think it's a real coinkydink that I spent all offseason saying, man, this Bill Callahan thing feels like a real big loss for the Cleveland Browns. And I know there are injuries, but 2 weeks in, the offensive line has not played well and they've not been consistent. And you have now had to change up considerably what you did from week 1 to week 2 just simply to get more protection for Deshaun.
Right, and I don't think when Bill Callahan was here, I don't think we had as many pre-snap penalties. And granted, they're not all on the offensive line. Some things are being called a little bit differently. Like there have been some illegal shifts that does not pertain to the offensive line that was not a penalty last year. All of a sudden this year it is a penalty for some reason. That's just how the NFL operates. But what Bill Callahan, I think, did was he always got the most out of everybody that was starting. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean he made everybody great, but he got everybody to their potential. And I don't think that's been the case so far. I don't believe that is what has been the case. So I do think in Cleveland, but I don't know. And I think we can talk about this better once we see Jedrick Wills Jr. and Jack Conklin playing. Because if we're being honest, his offensive line is playing with a hand tied behind its back right now, too.
I'm willing to say, small sample size, I am. But there were people with shows in this town, one of them was in the morning, love you, Ken, who said, it's not that big of a loss. And my rebuttal every time was, well, let's see what it looked like in September. So I'm willing to sit here and say, all right, you got time. You know, their assistant O-line coach came from Philly. That's a place where you want to learn how to be an O-lineman. Andy Dickerson has been trained by the very best, you know, was the apprentice to some of the best O-line coaches. So this is less to say these guys don't know what they're doing. And this is more to say, my initial take, like 7 months ago, is you can hire a really, really good offensive line coach. But if you have the best or second best in the NFL, the gap between the 10th best O-line coach and the second best is immense.
Yes.
Because the product coming into the NFL is just not, I mean, these guys are coming to the NFL with so much less experience, so much less technique, so much less coaching, because it's just, we'll just go out there and just play and move, and they're just not coming to the NFL at the same level.
No, they are not in that position. I think is the one that needs, other than quarterback, produces the fewest NFL ready players right away. And I think that we have been able to overlook that a little bit because you look at what the Browns were able to do last year, particularly with DeJuan Jones, but that's not the norm. That is something that is an outlier. So to expect this group who, you know, is, like I said, playing with a hand tied behind their back, expect them to be great right away, I think is a little unfair, but I'm also not confident they're going to get to where they need to be.
And I think that's what's interesting is I'm cool to say, maybe it's a little early to say, well, but what about Bill Callahan? We don't have that much more time before that's a real conversation. I want to be clear again. It's not about the guys that are here. It's about the loss that you had when you had one of the two best offensive line coaches in the NFL.
And I think this is a conversation where it can get late real early.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice little play on words.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.